Telemarketers are becoming increasingly sophisticated. Phrases like Sheriff's Department, Social Security Number, Warranty, and so on, are commonly used in the attempts to get you to yield some personal information. Whether the scammers are in Bangladesh or Timbuktu, they have lists of names and addresses and ages and so on, because long ago the globe yielded most of its privacy to the internet. Let's listen to Officer Williams from the Social Security Administration.
We have been tested to serve you with a certified document and a warrant that is attached to your name and your Social Security number. We have scheduled to serve you the warrant tomorrow from 3 to 5 p.m. If we are not able to gain your signature at that time, we will then have to serve you at your local sheriff's department.
Here's one concerning expiration of a warranty, and it's usually to do with a vehicle.
Warranties are mileage and time sensitive. They must be extended before your vehicle reaches certain mileage. Again, press 1 to be connected to a warranty specialist.
The third one I have here concerns the possible suspension of Social Security numbers.
Because we found some suspicious activity. So if you want to know about this case, just press 1. Thank you.
The fourth one is fairly common. Someone trying to hijack your computer.
It seems to be someone is trying to hijack your identity and try to steal your Social Security number and personal information. If it's not fixed right away, then your computer will become obsolete and all of your credential information may get compromised.
The above recordings give some idea of the inundations, and the calls are being aimed particularly at seniors. Long ago, there was a movement toward controlling this plague, and at the end of 2019, the TRACED Act stands for Telephone Robocall Abuse Criminal Enforcement and Deterrence Act, was signed into law. It is being implemented in stages throughout 2020, and it's now possible for the FCC to levy fines of up to $10,000 to U.S. robo-telemarketers who defy it. Unfortunately, it's not yet effective at my phone.